the French Parliament on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly in favor of a controversial bill that would legalize broad surveillance of terror suspects in France.
Je veux d'abord me féliciter de ce résultat très large.
I want to say first that I am pleased with this large result, this very large majority in favor of the bill on intelligence. It's a bill that preserves our basic liberties, a bill that is a framework for the activities of our intelligence services, but which gives them additional means so they can be as efficient as possible in the face of the terrorist threat, but also against serious crime and industrial espionage.
Face à l'espionnage économique.
But while lawmakers from diverse French parties approved the legislation, many others questioned whether it would have a significant effect in fighting terrorism. Analysts say radical groups are an attractive alternative for young Muslims unhappy with their official leaders.
And of course, the main reason that was portrayed to all people throughout the region is the West that's trying to control and destroy the Arab and the Muslim nations, and Israel and the region, so this is the ultimate enemy. And that's always being in the media, in the school, in every social gathering, and charge people with a lot of ideas, and here comes all of these radical political parties and radical groups giving you an answer. Well, we are not these governments. They cannot take an action. We take an action instead, and your future is with us.
International air raids have curbed territorial advances of the heavily armed Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria in recent months. But an older terrorist group, Al-Qaeda, has made gains. That group lost a lot of its power after its top leaders were captured or killed, and its financial network was disrupted. But analysts say Al-Qaeda has recovered and made gains in recent months with financial support from some Arab states.
And today it seems like Al-Qaeda is very much back in business in both Syria and Yemen in terms of getting sponsorship from certain Gulf Arab states. One can see, for example, quite openly that countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar are sponsoring an umbrella organization that the Nusra Front, which is Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, is a part of.
Analysts say inflicting military defeats on insurgents and dismantling terrorist cells are temporary measures. Many say Islamist radicalism can be fought more successfully by strengthening moderate Muslim communities and by offering better choices to young Muslims worldwide. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.